Next is glaucoma. The eyeball normally contains fluid. If it did not, you would not be able to see through that eye because it would collapse. The fluid provides an appropriate amount of pressure in the eyeball to keep it expanded and allow you to see. This fluid is produced in the front portion of the eye in an area called the ciliary body to allow continuous replacement of the fluid so it doesn't become stagnant and filled with waste products. There is an exit opening near the ciliary body to allow the fluid to exit the eyeball, so the fluid in the eye is constantly being replenished. Glaucoma is the term given to an increase in pressure in the eyeball above that normally present. If the pressure increases too much, it can cause damage to the retina at the back of the eye or the optic nerve, the nerve that supplies the eye, eventually causing vision loss and even blindness. Normal intraocular pressure, the pressure inside the eyeball, is 13 to 22. The increased pressure present in glaucoma may not cause symptoms, but an early sign of glaucoma can be a subjective complaint that lights appear to have halos around them. In other cases, there is a frequent need to change eyeglass prescriptions, or vague visual disturbances, mild headache, or impaired adaptation to the dark. Glaucoma is common in people with high blood pressure. Increasing eye pressure frequently results in tunnel vision and loss of peripheral vision and ultimately can lead to blindness. Eye doctors separate glaucoma into two main categories. One is closed-angle glaucoma, in which the exit channel is blocked or closed so the fluid cannot exit the eye, causing a buildup of pressure because the ciliary body continues to produce new fluid. Two, open-angle glaucoma, in which the angle that permits the drainage of the eye fluid appears to be normal and not blocked, but it does not function adequately for some reason. Diagnosis of glaucoma is made by measuring the intraocular pressure, this pressure in the eye. The conventional treatment for glaucoma is drugs, eye drops. Some of the most commonly prescribed eye drops are Alphagan and Timolol, also called Timoptic. But these two brands of eye drops and virtually all other eye drops used for glaucoma have very serious side effects. The side effects of Alphagan include itching and redness of the eyes, burning sensation, high blood pressure, visual disturbance, bronchitis, cough, dizziness, upset stomach, difficulty breathing, eye dryness, eye irritation, eye pain, swelling of the eyelids, flu syndrome, headache, pharyngitis, photophobia, which is a sensitivity to light, rash, runny nose, sinus infection, defects in the visual fields, eye floaters, which are dark specks in the visual fields, worsened visual acuity, you can't see as well, insomnia, you can't sleep, somnolence, which is drowsiness, taste perversion, slow heart rate, low blood pressure, rapid heart rate, and apnea. Your breathing stops. Well, the adverse effects of Timolol or Timoptic include the following. Under the general category, there is headache, fatigue, and chest pain. Cardiovascular effects are slow heart rate, arrhythmia, hypotension, low blood pressure, hypertension, high blood pressure, fainting, heart block, stroke, cardiac failure, worsening of angina or heart pain, palpitation, cardiac arrest, that's death, pulmonary edema, fluid in the lungs, or claudication, that's dangerously decreased blood flow to the legs causing pain on activity, and cold hands and feet. The digestive effects are nausea, diarrhea, dyspepsia, which is problems with your stomach, anorexia, and a dry mouth. The immunologic side effects are systemic lupus erythematosus, which is a serious autoimmune disease. Think of it, developing a serious autoimmune disease which can cause total debilitation and sometimes even death from the eye drops used to treat glaucoma. Nervous system side effects, including psychiatric side effects, are dizziness, myasthenia gravis, a debilitating disease associated with severe muscle weakness, paresthesias, these are abnormal sensations and pain in the fingers and toes, somnolence, which is drowsiness, insomnia, nightmares, behavioral changes, and psychic disturbances, including depression, confusion, hallucinations, anxiety, disorientation, nervousness, and memory loss. The adverse effects in the skin are hair loss and an exacerbation or increase of psoriasis. In the hypersensitivity category, the side effects are anaphylaxis, which can be a total body collapse that can end in death. The respiratory side effects are respiratory failure, dyspnea, which is difficulty in breathing, and nasal congestion. In the endocrine category, you can have marked symptoms of hypoglycemia, which is dangerously low blood sugar in diabetic patients. In the special senses category, you can have eye pain, a foreign body sensation you feel as though you constantly have something in your eye, or you can have itching and tearing, dry eyes, or visual disturbances, including double vision. And all of these things can occur from these little eye drops, and it can actually cause impotence in men. Additional adverse effects are spasm of the larynx, extremity pain, gastrointestinal pain, enlarged liver, vomiting, agranulocytosis, which is a dangerous decrease in the infection-fighting white blood cells, hyperglycemia, high blood sugar, hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, skin irritation, increased pigmentation of the skin, vertigo, that's dizziness, diminished concentration, mental depression, progressing to catatonia, where you become stiff and unable to move because of your mental depression. Even if you do not experience these specific side effects while using the drug is still causing problems in your body because these drugs are nothing more than poisonous chemicals. Well, if the drugs don't work, then the conventional treatment is, you guessed it, surgery. Laser surgery is performed to produce another exit opening for the fluid to replace the one that is either closed or not working properly. The problem is that the new surgical opening can close up also, since the underlying problem has not been addressed. In addition, laser surgery does damage to the eyeball. Patients who have had laser surgery for glaucoma, macular degeneration, or even LASIK surgery to avoid wearing glasses can sustain so much destruction to the eyeball from the laser beam that if subsequent surgery is needed, say for a cataract removal, the eyeball can become like mush, like wet Kleenex. So it's difficult to sew the eye tissues to keep the new lens in place if that's necessary. So, what is the cause of glaucoma? The pressure in the eye builds up because the ciliary body continues to produce fluid, but the exit opening is either closed or it does not function properly. The fluid can't escape, so the pressure builds up. What causes this to happen? We know that when the body is dehydrated, the body produces a natural chemical, a water regulator, to make sure the reduced volume of water is shunted to the brain and vital organs to keep the person alive and functioning. When the body is in crisis from dehydration, it starts to hold on to water in abnormal places, such as the ankles and the legs, and they become swollen. And bags appear under the eyes, and swelling can occur in other abnormal places. The body is in crisis, so it holds on to water anywhere it can. You don't have to have acute dehydration bordering on heat stroke for this to occur. Most Americans are chronically dehydrated because they don't drink enough water, which is a minimum of 10 glasses a day. And in addition, they drink alcohol and caffeinated beverages that dehydrate the body even more. When the body is holding on to water in abnormal places, doctors usually advise the patient to decrease his or her water intake, or they give diuretic drug medications to help eliminate the water artificially. Don't drink water, the doctors say. Your body already has too much water. But this is the opposite of what is needed. The only way the body can release this water that is localized in abnormal places is for the body to become properly hydrated, to get out of its dehydration crisis. When the body gets sufficient water intake and realizes it is out of danger from dehydration, it then can release the edema fluid. Edema of the ankles is not uncommon in people with high blood pressure. One of the main causes of high blood pressure is lack of water, or dehydration. When one doesn't drink sufficient water to make the serum, the fluid portion of the blood becomes thicker, causing the heart to pump at a higher pressure to pump the thicker blood through the blood vessels. High blood pressure is one of the risk factors for glaucoma, meaning many people who have high blood pressure also have glaucoma. It's no wonder, since the mechanism that causes high blood pressure and the mechanism that causes glaucoma appear to be the same. In addition, the same categories of drugs are used by conventional doctors to treat both high blood pressure and glaucoma. So how does one prevent and/or reverse glaucoma? The same way one prevents and reverses the other eye diseases we have discussed, the same 10-step natural health plan. The proper diet, a vegan diet low in fat and protein and high in fruits, grains, and vegetables that contain so many vitamins and minerals combined in the way God, not man, has made them. Drinking plenty of pure water, either distilled or purified drinking water. Exercising in the sunlight and fresh air. Proper rest, freedom from stress, a very important factor in glaucoma by learning to trust God. The proper attitude of gratitude and benevolence. These steps will not only reverse high blood pressure, but they will correct the other body processes as well and boost the immune system so the glaucoma can be reversed also.